Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleutianerehamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Josh Edge. This week on AK, the art of medicine. Physicians spend a lot of time thinking about how to fix the human body. A group of young doctors in Anchorage recently had the chance to draw it instead. They are all overworked, overtired interns midway through their first year of residency, but they spent a morning in an intro to drawing class in an effort to get them to think more creatively about their careers. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
At first, Dr. David Silbergeld wasn't sure what to make of the drawing class that popped up on his schedule.
I think my first thought was, uh-oh.
Silbergeld's dad teaches art history, so he's had lots of exposure to art. But the last time he remembers producing any of it was a long, long time ago.
When I was 4 or 5 years old, I used to do art that my dad said was amazing. And I have not done anything since then.
Silbergeld is in his first year of the Alaska Family Practice residency in Anchorage. Since July, he's been whizzing through a series of challenging rotations, working 80 hours a week and getting very little sleep. But for a month in the depth of winter, all of the residency's interns have a break of sorts called transcultural medicine. It's like an extracurricular holiday, a feast of lessons in things like cultural diversity, wilderness survival, nutrition, and for 3 hours one recent morning, drawing.
You draw the full figure, head to toe, in 90 seconds. You know, I get the same look.
University of Alaska Anchorage art professor Gary Mueller is teaching the class in figure drawing. He offers a few quick pointers, like how to get the proportions right.
You put in the head, and then you mark it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I gotta make it smaller.
Then the model takes off her robe, and more than a dozen doctors start to draw. Silbergeld is clearly enjoying himself. But it isn't easy. He develops a coping strategy early on.
I simply can't recreate the human head or the human face in any beautiful or realistic way. So I've sort of given up on that and focused more on the core, on the torso, and to some extent on the legs. And I'm more pleased now that I'm doing that.
This is the fourth group of interns to take the drawing class. Dr. Susan Beasley, an Anchorage pediatrician, came up with the idea. Beasley thinks medicine is both a science and an art. She helped start an arts program at her medical school in Colorado, and she wanted to offer a small piece of that experience to the Alaska residents. Beasley likes that it pushes them out of their comfort zone.
I think it's important to think creatively when your subjects are humans. You know, humans don't really follow textbooks all the time, and I think that if you can integrate a little bit of creative thought into your healing practice, that it will benefit both the doctors and the patients.
Beasley also hopes the class offers the doctors a different perspective after 6 months of looking at disease and illness in the human body.
Now we're asking them to just look at it as a piece of art and think about it as just beautiful and miraculous and something that they can enjoy.
During the break, you need to get a piece of the white paper and you need to cover it completely in charcoal.
The morning's last challenge is to use different erasers to create an image of the model on paper blackened with charcoal.
It's going to be messy, but fun.
Silbergeld spends the rest of the class immersed in his final piece of artwork.
I'm okay with it. It took an hour to get me okay with it, but I'm okay with it.
Silbergeld isn't exactly sure how this class may affect his decisions as a doctor 3 months or even 3 years from now, but he appreciates the chance to spend a morning thinking a little differently than his typical routine allows.
I think classes like this are a good reminder that sometimes when you do that physical exam, you really do need to step back and get that broader image of the human body when you're seeing patients.
As he packs up, Silbergeld decides to take several of his drawings home. He says he's not exactly ready to frame them, but he doesn't want to give them up either. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.